Okay, the title of the sermon today is The More Sure Word of Prophecy. And I've preached several sermons on this topic.
Yeah,
I encourage you to also listen to those sermons.
Yeah,
they're online.
Yeah,
and that's about our Bible.
در مورد کتاب مقدسمونه.
Yeah. Why do we use the Bible we use?
چرا از همین کتابی که ما داریم استفاده میکنیم؟
It is the word of God.
از کجا میدونیم که این کتاب مقدس کلام
خداست؟ We are Bible believers.
ما کسایی هستیم که کلام خدا را حقیقتش ایمان
What we believe is based on the word of God.
چیزی که ما داریم طبق کلام خداست.
Yeah, the Bible is our final authority.
آخرین حرفی که کلام خدا میزنه کتاب مقدسه.
Yeah, I'm not the final authority.
The Bible is. من آخرین حرف نیستم بلکه کتاب مقدس.
Yeah, we have no traditions that go on.
که بالاتر از کتاب مقدس حرفی بهمون بزنه.
The Bible, the word of God is the final authority.
کلام خداوند آخرین حرفو میزنه.
And that word of God,
اون کلام خداوند,
God has preserved it for us today.
خداوند برای ما نگهش داشته.
And this is a core doctrine. This is one of the most important doctrines.
این اصل اعتقادمونه و مهمترین اعتقادی هست که داریم.
If you cannot know
اگر مطمئن نباشی,
you have the word of God today.
کلام خداوند رو داری امروز.
Then how can you know anything is true?
چه جوری میتونی بفهمی که چیزی حقیقت داره؟
People will say, "Oh, it's almost accurate, almost 100% accurate."
شاید 100% مطمئن باشی.
We're getting closer and closer because we know so much more.
نزدیکتر میشیم, بیشتر میدونیم.
Okay, closer to what?
نزدیکتر به چی داریم میشیم, بیشتر میدونیم.
Yeah. What is the standard you will use to measure this off?
که حقیقت رو تصمیم بگیری چی هست؟
If you don't have the perfectly preserved word of God.
اگه کلام خداوندی که تغییر نکرده و تغییر ناپذیر باشی, دیگه وسیله اندازه‌گیری نداری.
You cannot talk about being closer to it.
اون موقع اگه نداشته باشی, به چیزی نزدیکتر نشدی, به چی نزدیک شدی؟
And if you don't have that, also you cannot be sure about anything.
اگه اون رو نداشته باشی, در مورد هیچ چیز زندگی نمیتونی
مطمئن باشی. Don't know where the mistakes are.
چون اشتباهاتت رو خبر نداری. از کجا میدونی اشتباه چیه؟
They can be anywhere if you don't know for sure.
اشتباه ممکنه هر جایی باشه اگه تو مطمئن نباشی.
Because if you knew for sure, you would fix them.
اگه مطمئن باشی, اون موقع است که میتونی اشتباه رو حل کنی.
Imagine if the mistake would be in how to get saved.
اما اگه اشتباه ایمان یه نفر در مورد نجاتش باشه,
we could all be doomed.
هممون نجاتمون از دست دادیم.
Centuries of people trusting in the word of God for their salvation.
در مورد نجات خداوند, اگه کسی اشتباه قبول کرده باشه, یعنی همه اون نسلا اشتباه نجات ندارن.
But then, oh bad luck, because you didn't have the perfect word of God.
You
had something wrong.
اشتباه ایمان بود.
Happened to be about salvation.
در مورد نجات هم بوده اون اشتباه.
And everybody ends up in hell.
پس همه به جهنم میرین.
Yeah, you see how important it is that we have the word of God that we know for sure.
از اول یکی بوده و مطمئنیم که از اول یکی بوده.
How important the doctrine
اعتقاده
of inspiration and preservation of the word of God is.
کلام خداوند و نگه داشتن کلام خداوند در قرن‌ها همیشه یکی بوده.
And when you do know that you have the word of God,
وقتی بدونیم که کلام خداوند رو داریم,
yeah, you will read the Bible in a different way.
اون موقع است وقتی کلام رو باز
می‌کنی, you know,
جور دیگه می‌خونی.
You're reading the actual words of God.
چون می‌دونی که وقتی اون که می‌خونی کلام واقعی خداونده.
For sure that it is true.
تو می‌دونی مطمئن باشی که کلام خداست.
Now, let me first show you why we can know that the word of God is available to us today.
از کجا بدونیم که کلام خداوند در دسترس هممون هست؟
And without error.
و بدون عیب در دسترس.
Perfectly preserved.
کاملاً بی عیب.
Yeah. And why we can trust it.
و چجوری میتونیم بهش اعتماد کنیم؟
And the first reason I trust it.
اولین دلیلی که من اعتماد دارم.
Is because I've heard the word of God.
چون کلام خداوند رو شنیدم.
I believed it.
ایمان آوردم بهش.
I put my faith in it.
ایمانم
رو
در
رومیان 10:17.
رومیان 10:17.
So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
پس ایمان از شنیدن است و شنیدن از کلام خدا.
Yeah, at one point in time I heard the word of God.
زندگیم کلام خدا رو شنیدم.
And I believed it.
و ایمان آوردم.
I trusted on Jesus Christ and it saved me.
عیسی مسیح و همون ایمانم مرا نجات داد.
Yeah, you believe it because you heard
تو ایمان آوردی.
The words of God, the creator.
کلام خداوند خالق دنیا.
You recognize that and you had faith in it.
و بهش ایمان داری.
Yeah, Hebrews 11:1.
عبرانیان 11:1.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
پس ایمان اعتماد بر چیزهایی است که بدان امید داریم و برهان چیزهای نادیده.
Yeah, so faith is the evidence.
ایمان
Yeah, the word of God is powerful.
Yeah,
more powerful than a two-edged sharper than a two-edged sword. I heard it. I acknowledged this is from God. And I trusted it. And that was it. Yeah, God's word has a ring to it that we as his creation recognize. Yeah, and that same word that I trusted once that saved me.
Yeah,
that has that ring to it.
همون صدا رو داره
that I recognize
که امروز میشنوم
yeah, knowing that it is the word of God
که اون کلام خداست
yeah, because the Bible says in John 10:27 my sheep
10:27 میگه
my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me
165
گوسفندان من صدای من رو میشنوند و من آنها رو میشناسم و مرا پیروی میکنند.
Yeah, so why in the first place do I believe we have the word of God? Yeah, because I can recognize it when I hear it. I hear it all over the Bible when I read it. Yeah, and we have the word of God today as had every generation before us.
Now,
let me now show you that the Bible teaches this as well.
Now,
I mentioned on Wednesday that Peter had this experience
yeah,
of seeing Jesus being transfigured on the mount. Yeah, Peter, John, and James witnessed that. A life-changing experience for them. But Peter makes it clear that even this experience did not top the word of God, the written word of God. Yeah, read 2 Peter 1, verses 17 till 21. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for the prophecy came not in all time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
زیرا از خدای پدر اکرام و جلال یافت هنگامی که صدای از جلال تبریایی بودشید که این از پسر محبوب من که از وی خوشنودم و این صدا رو ما زمانی که با وی در کوه مقدس بودیم شنیدیم که از آسمان آورده شد و کلام مطمئن‌تر انبیا را نیز داریم که نیکو می‌کنید اگر در آن توجه کنید مثل چراغی درخشنده در مکان تاریک تا روز بردمد و ستاره صبح در دل‌های شما طلوع کند و این را نخست بدانید که هیچ نبوت کتاب از تفسیر خود نبی نیست زیرا که نبوت به اراده انسان هرگز آورده نشد بلکه مردان مقدس خدا به روح القدس متحرک گشته سخن گفت.
Yes, so Peter says we had this great experience.
پتروس میگه ما این تجربه رو داشتیم.
But on top of that we have the more sure word of prophecy.
کلمه مطمئن نبوت خداوند
رو داریم. An experience is something that in a couple years you might start wondering.
انقدر مطمئن
and questioning yourself.
اگه شک بکنی.
Did I really hear that? Did I really see that?
آیا واقعا این رو دیدم؟ آیا این خوابو دیدم؟ آیا این واقعی بود؟
Yeah, Wednesday we spoke about John who had doubt at a certain point when he was in a low place.
صحبت کردیم که شک کرد.
Now Peter says we have the more sure word of God. Yeah, there's something that is more sure than these experiences. Yeah, don't think that what I've witnessed on this mount is the reason why I believe these things. No. There's something more important. I want you to know we have the word of God today. People throughout history yeah, they have trusted that they had the word of God in their fingers. Listen to what David says. Psalm 19:140. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it.
وعده تو به قایت آزموده شده و خادمت آن را دوست می‌دارد.
That's how David speaks about God's word as being pure.
در مورد کلام خداوند خالص صحبت
می‌کنه. Uncorrupted.
بدون تغییر، بدون مشکل.
Go to 1 Peter 1.
اول پتروس
1 Peter 1 verse 23.
آیه 23.
Where it says being born again not of corruptible seed but of incorruptible by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever.
1:23.
1 Peter 1
اول پتروس 1:23.
تازه یافتید نه از تخم فانی بلکه از فنا ناپذیر، یعنی به کلام خدا که زنده و تا ابد باقی است.
Yeah, so Peter talks about the uncorruptible seed being the word of God. Yeah, there's no corruption in the word of God. It has not been adjusted. Peter has the uncorruptible word of God. Now, what was Peter in this case referring to? Now, mostly the Old Testament, because, of course, the New Testament was being written at that time. Yeah, and we see this in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Yeah, Jesus often refers to what is written. You think Jesus was quoting corrupted verses?
Yeah.
Of course not. He quoted the word of God and everybody in his time could walk to their synagogue and read those scriptures for themselves and see that these things were so. Now, how was that possible? Because the word of God had been preserved. Yeah, not a little bit, all of it. Yeah, from the Bible we know that people over history had no doubt that they had the word of God.
And
remember, these scriptures these are the scriptures that tell us this. Yeah. Yeah, these are the same scriptures that also tell us that God's word is inspired.
2
Peter 1:21. Yeah, for the prophecy came not in all time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
2
Peter 1:21.
به واسطه او شما بر آن خدایی که او را از مردگان
به اراده انسان هرگز آورده نشد، بلکه مردان مقدس خدا به روح القدس متحرک گشت سخن گفتند.
Yeah, so we see scriptures testifying that people. Yeah, so we see that we see in the Bible that the scriptures testifying that people knew they had the word of God.
که مردم میدونستند که کلام خداوند رو در دستشون دارن.
Ultimately, Jesus confirming that they had the word of God.
عیسی مسیح تایید میکنه که کلام خدا رو دارن.
That they were preserved.
و نگه داشته شده است.
Yeah, but the Bible not only has people confirming the word of God.
کتاب مقدس فقط تایید میکنه.
We have specific promises in the Bible.
کلام خداوند به ما قولی داده در قولهایی هست در اون.
God tells us
که خداوند به ما گفته.
That He will preserve the word of God for us.
کلام خدا رو نگه می‌داره و هیچ تغییری ایجاد نمیشه.
Go to Isaiah 59. Isaiah 59 verse 21.
آیه 21.
Yeah, so by His power. By his effort,
با قدرت او،
he preserves the word for every generation.
کلام خداوند رو برای همه نسل‌ها نگه داشته.
Isaiah 59:21. As for me, this is my covenant with them, said the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth, shall not depart of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, said the Lord. From henceforth and forever.
باز خداوند میگوید و اما این است عهد من با ایشان، روح من که بر تو است و سخنان من که بر دهانت نهادم هرگز از دهان تو، از دهان فرزندانت و از دهان فرزندان فرزندانت دور نخواهد شد، از حال تا ابد الآباد. این است فرموده خداوند.
Yeah, so what's the promise that God is giving to Isaiah?
چه قولی خداوند به اشعیا داد؟
Yeah, he says the words that I put in your mouth.
Yeah.
Remember, God's word is inspired.
Yeah? Holy man,
moved by the Holy Ghost.
مردم مقدس خداوند که با روح خداوند پر شدن کلامی رو گفتن که نبوت خدا بوده.
Isaiah, the words I give in your mouth.
اشعیا، کلامی رو که به دهان تو میدم.
Your seed will speak them.
درست زبان تو حرف میزنه.
Your seed will speak them.
نسل تو ولی نسل تو هم در موردش صحبت
میکنه. And this will go on forever.
بعدش هم در مورد تو صحبت خواهد
کرد. Yeah, with other words.
کلام میمونه دست در نسل.
These words will preserved. Will be preserved for every generation.
این کلام در هر نسلی بدون تغییر خواهد ماند.
Yeah, not so that they have to dig something up out of a cave.
لازم نیست.
Thousand years later.
هزار سال بعد توی غاری یه چیزی پیدا کنی.
Everybody being excited.
همه شوق زده و ذوق زده بشن.
Finally they found this manuscript.
بالاخره این کلامو پیدا کردن.
And everybody is correcting their Bibles.
و بعد همه کتاب مقدساشون رو عوض کنن.
To make them better.
که بهترشون کنن.
Now it says that every generation will have these words in their mouth.
این کلام رو خواهد داشت و هیچ وقت تغییر نخواهد کرد.
So what do you do when you find a scroll of the book of Isaiah?
کلام دیگه یا یه کاغذ دیگه رو در کتاب اشعیا پیدا کنی در غار یا جای دیگه.
And something what it says is different than what we have.
و اون کاغذی که پیدا کردی متفاوت‌تر از اون چیزی است که ما داشتیم.
That was passed on from generation to generation.
اون قسمتی که در نسل در نسل در دستمون بوده تغییر کرده.
What do you do with that?
با اون کاغذ چیکار کنی؟
You toss it out because it's false.
چون دروغه.
As is any document you'll find today.
کاغذی که امروز
any fragment you'll find today.
هر چیزی که امروز پیدا کنی.
That somehow is different from what we have received.
یه مقدار متفاوت از اون چیزی که در نسل در نسل در دریافت کردیم.
Different from what we got from generation to generation.
اون متفاوت تر از اون چیزی که نسلی به نسل دیگه به دست
آوردیم. You toss it out.
میندازیمش دور.
Yeah, because you know it's not from God.
چون میدونیم که از خدا نیست.
Yeah, because it contradicts what the Bible says.
چون ضد اون چیزی است که خداوند کلامش.
Yeah, the promise that God will preserve His word.
اونی که خداوند داده که کلامش نگه داشته خواهد شد و فنا نخواهد پذیرفت.
Now, does it happen? That people find pieces of manuscript today and then want to use those to change the Bible? And the answer is yes. And I'll give you one example of it. I think it's the most famous example, most known one. And these are the Dead Sea Scrolls.
در حقیقت کاغذهایی است که در دریای مرده پیدا شده.
Yeah, about 200 years ago, they found a whole bunch of scrolls.
یه سری کاغذهای جدید پیدا کردن تو دریا.
Guess what book was among those scrolls?
چه کتابی در میان اون کتاب‌ها بود؟
The book of Isaiah.
کتاب اشعیا.
And they found different versions in those caves.
و توی اون قارها یه
They had more than one version of the book of Isaiah.
مدل اشعیا، بلکه چندین مدل اشعیا پیدا کردن.
And those findings included Isaiah chapter 59.
و یکی از اونها اشعیا 59 بوده.
Yeah, with the promise that God preserves His word for every generation.
کلامش رو محافظت خواهد کرد برای هر نسل.
Yeah, anybody who found those scrolls.
هر کسی که اون کاغذها رو پیدا کرد.
And took the effort of reading them.
وقت گذاشته که بخونتش.
And looking at Isaiah 59.
و مقایسه کنه با اشعیا 59.
They could figure out, hey, this is not from God because this is not.
It
doesn't match up with what we got from generation to generation.
در نسل در دستمون بوده یکی نیست.
Go to Isaiah 40.
Isaiah
40 verses 6 to 8.
آیه 6 تا 8.
The voice said, "Cry," and he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as a flower of the field. The grass withered, the flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord blowed upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of our God shall stand forever."
حاطفی میگوید ندا کن. گفتم به چه ندا کنم؟ آدمی جملگی عرف از وزیبایش یک سرشون گل صحرا. علف می خشکد و گل می پژمرد زیرا که دم خداوند در آن دمیده می شود. به راستی که مردمان علفند، علف می خشکد و گل می پژمرد، اما کلام خدای ما تا ابد باقی می ماند.
Yeah, we can think of our lives as, oh,
40, 50,
60, 70, 80 years old, that's a long time.
On
the grand scheme, that's not a big long time.
And
God says, your lives are like flowers, like grass that fade away. It has a very limited lifespan. But it says the word of God shall stand forever. Yeah, the word of God shall not fade away.
کلام خداوند نابود نمیشه.
Yeah, the words of God don't deteriorate over time.
کلام خداوند در تاریخ زمان در حقیقت نمیپوسه.
To a point that nothing is left anymore.
در کنارش تیکه‌ای نمونه پوسیده
شده. Yeah, till you have so many mistakes in them.
انقدر مشکل داشته باشی در کلام.
You can't recognize it anymore.
که دیگه تشخیص ندی کلام.
No, it says It will stand forever.
There is
no end to it.
تغییری درونش نخواهد بود.
Yeah, go to Psalm 12. Psalm 12 verses 6 for now. Stay there. The words of the Lord are pure words, and silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times.
سخنان خداوند خالص است. همچون نقره تصفیه شده در کوره گلی که 7 بار پاک شده باشد.
Now, in many places you will find this statement. The words of the Lord are pure.
خداوند کلامش خالصه. خالصه و هیچ آلودگی درونش نداره و از بین نمیره. یه چیز خالص از بین
God
نمیره.
Speaks.
کلام خداوند گفته شده.
It is perfect. It is
کامل
pure.
کامل بی‌عیبه.
Yeah, because God is perfect.
چون خداوند خودش بی‌عیبه. خداوند خودش خالصه.
Yeah, what comes from him is perfect and pure.
هر چه از خدا بیاد کامل و بی‌عیبه.
So at the moment it left God's mouth, nothing was wrong with it. در لحظه‌ای
که از زبان خداوند اومد بیرون هیچ ایرادی نداشت.
What about after that?
بعد از اون چی؟
Generation after generation.
نست در نست چه اتفاقی افتاد؟
Did it start falling apart?
آیا جدا میشه؟
Or was it still pure?
یا کاملا خالص موند؟
Did David,
who's
speaking here, did David have a corrupted version of, for example, the law of Moses?
اون قسمت تغییر یافته داره.
Did he have something that was about right?
یه چیزیش درست بوده.
Not perfect.
کامل نبوده اون چیزی که دست داوود بوده.
No, he had the perfect word of God. He had the pure word of God.
Why? چرا داشت؟
Read the next verse.
آیه بعدی رو بخونید.
Verse 7.
آیه 7.
Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever.
خداوند تو ایشان را نگاه خواهی داشت. تو ما را از چنین مردمان جاودان حفظ خواهی کرد.
So who will keep his word?
کی کلامش رو حفظ خواهد کرد؟
Is it the effort of some people, some men to accomplish this?
یه شاهی کی حفظ خواهد کرد؟
Is it because people are copying and translating are in charge of this? Are they leading this?
اونا رهبرن.
You have to make sure we don't lose anything.
اونا مطمئن باید می‌شدن که چیزی ازش کم و کسر نشه.
No, it's not people.
مردم نیستن.
It says it says God is in charge of this.
خداوند تو خودت
God keeps his word and preserves it.
خداوند خودش کلامش رو نگه می‌داره.
From every generation
از هر نسلی
forever.
تا ابد.
No end to it.
هیچ آخری نخواهد درونش
داشت. Does he use people for that?
آیا خداوند از مردمش استفاده می‌کنه برای حفظ کلامش؟
Yes, he uses people to preserve his word.
برای نگهداری از کلامش از مردم استفاده.
Like he also uses people to give his word, speaking through people in the first place.
و نوشتن از همون مردم هم استفاده.
Yeah, like the words he put in the mouth of Isaiah, the prophet.
اون کلامی که در دهان اشعیا گذاشت کلام خدا بود.
In the same time, he has used people.
همزمان از مردم دیگه ای صحبت کرد در قرن‌های متفاوت.
To copy the scriptures.
که آیه‌های رو کپی کنن.
To translate the scriptures.
ترجمه کنن.
Preserving it for every generation.
برای هر نسلی.
Yeah, we have the perfect word of God.
ما کلام کامل خدا رو داریم.
Complete.
کامل و بی‌عیب.
Yeah, today.
امروز تو
like every generation for us
مثل همه نسلایی که قبل از ما داشتن.
Oh, but what if a scribe makes a mistake?
اما اون که داشته کپی
copying the Old Testament.
اگه اشتباه کرده چی در
What if he lost a piece?
اگه یه جمله را دست داد چی؟ اگه یه سفر کنده شد چی؟
What if somebody changed something on purpose?
اگه یه کسی با مخصوصاً یه آیه را کلمه را عوض کرد.
What again was the promise?
مشکل یادتون نره قول خدا چی بود؟
God makes sure that it is preserved.
مطمئن میشه که کامل و بی‌عیب بماند.
Somebody tries to corrupt it?
اگه یک کسی تلاش میکنه نابودش کنه.
God will make sure it continues somewhere else anyway.
خداوند یه جور دیگه نگرش میده.
What if somebody takes some page out?
اگه یک کسی سفر رو بکنه چی؟
In 100 other places, God makes sure that page will be preserved.
که اون سفر رو نگه میداره که همه بدونن بوده.
You cannot root out the word of God.
کلام خدا رو نمیتونه ریشه بکنه.
Why not?
چرا نمیتونه ریشه بکنه؟
Because God is involved.
چون خداوند
دستش. And he is all powerful.
و خداوند تمام قدرت رو داره.
He has given this promise.
او قدرتش رو به همه ما داده.
That his word will always be available.
که خودشون قول رو داده که کلامش در همه نسل‌ها در دست همه خواهد بود.
Will there be people who actually try to corrupt God's word?
بود که تلاش بکنن این کارو بکنن.
The answer is yes.
بله، تلاش
میکنن.
Because
Satan from the beginning.
چون شیطان از ازل
is twisting and corrupting God's word.
کلام خدا رو یه ذره جابجا میکنه که ازش استفاده کنه.
Has God said and then he starts lying.
خداوند گفته و بعد دروغ میگه.
Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 17.
آیه 17.
For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ.
2 Corinthians 2:17.
خلوص نیت و جانب خدا در حضور خدا در مسیح سخن میگوییم.
Yeah. There have always been people who have tried to corrupt the word of God. And this was in the time of Paul. Now the Bible also closes with a warning. Go to the book of Revelation.
Yeah,
this is a warning for those who want to change the word of God.
برای کسایی که میخوان کلام خدا رو عوض کنن.
Revelation 22 verse 18 and 19.
آیه 18 و 19. آخرین صفحه.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
زیرا هر کس را که کلام نبوت این کتاب را بشنود شهادت می‌دهم که اگر کسی بر آنها بیفزاید خدا بلایای مکتوب در این کتاب را بر وی خواهد افزود و هرگاه کسی از کلام این نبوت چیزی کم کند خدا نصیب او را از کتاب حیات و از شهر مقدس و از چیزهایی که در این کتاب نوشته است برخواهد داشت.
Yeah, last verses of the Bible.
Last
couple of verses.
Message. Yeah.
Do not change the word of God.
Yeah.
Severe consequences. Why do you think that warning is there? Because God already knew that people would try to do that. So here is your warning. You change the word of God. Yeah. You sealed your fate in hell. Yeah, so we have God's word today.
ما کلام خدا رو امروز داریم.
Without error.
بدون عیب.
Yeah, perfectly preserved.
کامل و بی‌عیب.
Yeah, every word perfectly preserved.
هر نسلی کامل و بی‌عیب.
Because God orchestrated it so.
چون خداوند اینو نشون داده.
By His will. By His power.
با قدرت خدا.
So we can have.
که من و شما بتونیم کلام خدا رو داشته باشیم.
Just as every single generation before us.
نسل قبل از ما داشته.